This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and so glad you guys decided to join with me again this week on this amazing podcast. And I tell you, there's nothing better in life than realizing you're a co-creator in God and that you can help create your day, you can create your reality, and you can give over to God, to the Lord, to be able to really begin to build your life the way that He wants it built. He's got a dynamic will for each one of us that is articulate, that is unique and authentic to each one of us. And what person would not want something so grandeur and awesome and beautiful as like this unfolding of history before us in the making of our future, you know, better than what God can give us. And so I'm really glad that you guys have sort of always been on board with me on Thoughts Become Things. And hopefully today we can maybe clear up a little bit of the past for you. And I wanted to call this podcast Bouncing Back Into Life. Bouncing Back Into Life. You know, recently I had been praying about it and God put a series on my heart, a series of books that I believe would help and be very therapeutic to people who really couldn't get past their past. And I think a lot of times we find ourselves stuck in our past and stuck in ruts where we really don't know how to get out of them. And we look back and we say, you know what, I hate my past. I'm embarrassed of my past. I don't want anyone to ever know about it. Well, here's the key thing we have to remember is the power of our words, the power of creating, the power of co-creating, the power of definition, the power of terminology. And we hold that power within our own subconscious, with our own spirit. We hold it within our mouth. You know, the book of James talks about the tongue being like fire, and that means it can burn up anything. Let's just be honest about it. It can burn up anything that has been maybe defined by someone else of your past that's hurtful. It can burn away the wood, hay, and stubble. It can burn away the things of your life that you're looking at thinking, I don't want anyone to ever know. Well, God can burn that up. He can burn up all the terminology and maybe the way you did it, how it was carried out. And here's why I say this to you. Because God wants to breathe into you a new terminology, a new definition of your past, a new definition of who you are now, and bring forth even a new definition of your future. And the way that works is literally beginning to lean unto the Father, lean unto the fact that we have this co-creating power in us. And through this series of Bouncing Back Into Life, I talk about basically what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's one of the first books in the series, because I believe that our past is given to us to where we can begin to learn through our journey, have an experience of something. Let's be real about it. Can you imagine life without any experience of good, bad, or ugly? Can you imagine a life of not even having a past? What if you woke up one day? Let's just go there for a moment. Imagine people who maybe have amnesia. Let's say they're in a car wreck, they get amnesia, and they wake up and they're like, I have no clue who I am. I don't know my name. I don't remember anything about my past. Like, all I know is I woke up and this is like my birth for me. I don't know of anything. Can you imagine the horrendous, really hell that people like that go through? The hell that people deal with, you know, during that time of amnesia where sometimes they get their memory back and sometimes they don't ever. And sometimes even throughout years, a little bit at a time will come back to them, but then still some of it maybe never comes back to them. Can you imagine the hell that people go through? But yet, you know what's amazing about our experience is we've been given an experience. We've been given a history where we can say, oh, I do remember where I came from. Whether you lean towards the negative of that, of, oh, I remember where I came from, versus, oh, I definitely know where I came from. You know, it doesn't matter how it is. It's still an experience. An experience, even of a negative, is better than never having an experience, than waking up and realizing you don't have anything to go on. Like, you have no clue where you came from. Were your parents mean or ugly or cruel? Did you even have parents? You know, were you an orphan? Were you beaten? You know, were you blessed? Were you cuddled and cradled? Or were you left by the roadside to be abandoned? I mean, the thing is, experience is something that helps shape our lives. It helps shape what we decide every single day, each and every day, of what we want to be able to see the world as, how we want to view the world. And we always view the world, unfortunately and fortunately, based on our experience and our past. And so is past and is experience good, bad, and ugly? Is it important to us? Absolutely. Because if we didn't have that, imagine the hell our minds would go through. So within the series of bouncing back into life, the first book I have in there is basically the one that says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And what that means is I want to be able to help you to be able to take your past and begin to walk through it and really understand exactly how you can tame the past and redefine it. What you want to say about your past, there's so many things about a person's past that God can actually breathe over and say, hey, you know what? When you see it this way, this is how I see it. You know, I remember, for example, speaking to a woman a while back in life coaching, and she said, you know, I don't know what to do because, you know, there's people in my life that just walked out of my life. Like, my best friend just walked out on me, and it made me so mad, and there's nothing there that, you know, just hurt me. And I said, so you feel rejected? Absolutely. You feel abandoned? Absolutely. You feel like the love and the trust you gave your best friend is no longer there? Absolutely. And I said, okay, let me ask you a question. What are you basing that on? What are you basing that on? Are you basing it on the idea that the world told you that when something or someone leaves you or when you're separate from something or someone, that that's automatically defined as rejection? That's automatically, you know, defined as abandonment? Or is it that maybe you can tap into the mind of Christ and begin to realize, wait a minute, what if God actually had this person to leave me? Does God want pain in our lives or suffering? Absolutely not. But what if God actually stepped into my life and pull that person away from me of maybe things I may never know about them, that maybe they were setting themselves up to hurt me, or maybe they were vindictive against me, maybe they were jealous of me and I never saw it. You know, we're let's just face it, folks, we're ignorant of a lot of things in our lives. We're ignorant about everybody and everything because we're not God. We don't know all and see all. We look at our spouses every day and we say, man, my husband, my wife loves me so much, and that might be very true. But what about those people that we hear where, hey, you know what, their husband automatically is on the news because she found out that he had been sleeping around on her with prostitutes and he got arrested, and she is left in shock and disarray, thinking, that's not my husband. It can't be my husband. I mean, he comes home to me every night. You know, he's faithful. I mean, he never even displayed even, a feeling or anything that he would be, you know, sleeping around or hiring prostitutes. And yet we hear people all the time. I remember reading in the news last year where a woman said, my husband was a pastor of a church, and yet he went around and he killed women. He killed women. He was a pastor of a church. Now, isn't that sort of really twisted? But yet she was shocked. She said, there's not even a clue. Like, I knew exactly where, I thought I knew where it was every moment of every day. And so things happen in life, right? And people wake up and they say, I am shocked at this. So when someone walks out of your life, or you have a bad past, or something happens, you may never know how many times God is sparing you from things that could have really set you up to destroy you or hurt you in the long run. And so in the book, Bouncing Back into Life, of the first book called What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, I discuss all of this, how to be able to take your past and make it beautiful, no matter what your past looks like. Make it beautiful. And the second book in the series, actually, is called Getting Out of Your Rut. Now, the reason why I'm going to name this in sort of a chronological order for you is because this is the order I'd like for you guys to order these and read them, because Getting Out of Your Rut is an extremely powerful book. It teaches people basically how to break the cycle that you've been in round and around and around. When people say, I just continue to attract people that hurt me, I continue to attract people who take advantage of me, people who want my money, and, you know, I continue to attract people who are this or who are that. Well, let's break that rut. Because attraction, you know, because we attract things into our life, attraction is very strong. The law of attraction is biblical, and it works every day. It rains on the just and the unjust. It works every day for people who think. And the way we think is through our paradigm. And our paradigms are created by what? Our experiences, our foes, our fears, our, you know, moms, our dads, our teachers, and our neighborhoods even. And so through that, we want to be able to break that rut and get you to a place where you are breaking every pattern and you're starting new habits, new patterns that are healthy for you. Now, the third book in the series is called Warfare, Stop Attracting It. Now, this is my favorite. I love this book because so many people I speak to in life coaching always tend to say, I'm always in warfare. And by the time I'm done with them, let's say by the end of the month, if they get a package of sessions, by the time I'm done with them, they find themselves saying, you know what? I don't struggle anymore. Like, I don't have any there's not a fight for me. I don't feel like I'm in spiritual warfare all the time. I said, because what I did is I dismantled all the theories, all the opinions, and the traditions, and the wrong theological teachings you were taught that you set up into your life and brought life to them. What I believe will bring life to me. Listen to me. What I believe in my life brings life to me. So if I believe in something good or bad, it brings life to me. So if I believe that I am, let's say for example, if I believe that all, you know, Chinese or Asians, I should say, or African Americans, or all white people, or all Mexicans or Hispanics, if I believe that they're all evil and I'm the good one and I've been raised this way all my life, let's just go there for a moment, then guess what? I will see in my life where people will come to me of those ethnic backgrounds and they'll be evil to me. They'll take advantage of me. Think about that, folks. And yet we may never know the beauty of each culture. We may never know the beauty of each one of these different ethnic backgrounds that are amazing, because how we believe will actually, we will live out, because it brings life to it. Your beliefs have life to them. And there might be life of wrongs as far as negatives or positives, but either way, you're bringing life to your belief system. And I want to be able to break that habit. And we want to be able to break that warfare mentality you've had that is unbiblical and bring to us a true biblical warfare minded, which is the battle doesn't belong to you. The battle belongs to the Lord. All right? And I'm going to show you that to break that cycle. Now, the fourth book in the series is called Beliefs, Make You or Break You. And the fifth book is the Beliefs Workbook. Now, the reason why this is the icing on the cake for each one of you in this series, Bouncing Back into Life, is because that's where we challenge every theological belief, every tradition, everything you believed, everything, opinions and superstitions, no matter what it may be that's lodged in your subconscious, we want to get rid of that. We want to break it. We want to totally just eradicate all those things that you're looking at thinking, why is my life going this route? And then all of a sudden, you wake up and realize, and the workbook is going to pull it out of you. I mean, we're going to pull it out of you to say, wow, that was in me. That was in me. And we're going to break it and eradicate it to where you can be set free. So I really want to encourage each and every one of you, seriously, get this series. I wanted to take a podcast time because I want each and every one of you to really understand where you are, how to break free from ruts and patterns and beliefs and warfare, and get into the place where your life is victorious and you're attracting good things and you're manifesting good things and life is abundant for you. And it's not a fight. It's not a struggle. It's not striving, but yet I'm thriving. And this series has set so many people free. Hundreds and hundreds of people have been set free from this package. So I want to encourage each one of you to go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, I want you to click on, well, actually, what I want you to do is in the search engine, put in those four words, Bouncing Back into Life. Bouncing Back into Life. You can download all five of those books right there as ebooks, or you can order those five books as paperbacks, and I'll be glad to autograph every one of them before my team actually ships them out to you. But either way, folks, you owe it to yourself to live a healthy, right life, right? You owe it to yourself to live a clean, you know, a clean life with good, healthy patterns and good traditions and good beliefs that are setting you up for victory. So order that series today, Bouncing Back into Life. And thank you, as always, folks, for tuning into our podcast week after week. I know you guys are a blessing to me. I can feel and sense that energy, that anointing, that presence of God off of each one of you. And hopefully you can sense it for me as well. But I want to thank each one of you. And as always, don't forget, create the day you want today. Create the week you want to see happen within your life. You've got only one life to live, folks. Make it count. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.